Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. If you want to support the show, consider going to patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. Goes a long way with us supporting the show, and we greatly appreciate that support. If you also want to support the show, consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It gets a lot of eyes and ears on the show, and we greatly appreciate it, guys. But I'm not joined alone. I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon, and I'm joined by my other host who's distracting me during the intro, so if I seemed a little off, Emmy, how are you doing?
I held a note for a very long time.
Oh my god, I kind of messed up the intro, like the Patreon. I was like, if we want to support each other on Patreon, I don't know what I said, but I saw you right when I was doing it. I was like, I'm sorry. It was like, I don't know.
I was just going,
We're professional. If this is your first time listening to us, hi. We are not going to spoil Shang-Chi. We're not going to spoil it at all, guys. So if you're looking for a spoiler review, we will
come back Sunday.
Sunday. We will be having a spoiler review. It'll be Clinton, Emmy, it'll be the full crew. We'll be talking in depth. We'll have notes. We're going to break down the movie, every scene. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. But today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever you're listening, this is just quick thoughts on Shang-Chi. We both saw it tonight, Emmy and I. Clinton is currently scrubbing the kitchen floors like we told him to. Emmy and I saw it, and we have some quick thoughts that we wanted to share. So, first off, Emmy, I'm going to start with you because Clinton's scrubbing the floors. What was your impressions watching Shang-Chi tonight?
I think that I summed it up the best when I said, ah!
Ah, so you loved it?
I'm terrified to say anything.
Yeah, okay, because Emmy has never been on a non-spoiler podcast. Don't worry, she will not spoil anything. If she does, we'll edit out of the podcast, so you have nothing to worry about. There's nothing that's going to be spoiled. It's just Emmy, this is a whole new world for you, because usually we give a spoiler alert and you're off the ready to go.
Word vomit. I think that to sum this movie up in one word, I would have to say beautiful.
That's a good one.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. I would agree as well. And I would also sum it up with saying, oh my gosh, just, that's a really good word. And like, there's the art direction, the fighting styles. You see pieces of this in the trailer. It is absolutely gorgeous. And I seriously, there was parts of the movie I'm just straight up grinning almost the entire time. And it was just a lot of fun too. Awkwafina, she's the one of the first people that is on my mind. I would just love to hang out with her. I want to watch more movies that have her in it, because she is damn hysterical in this movie. And she delivered on so many points to me, and like she would just seem like a cool, fun friend to have as well. So I mean, there was just so much about this movie, but I was driving home and I kept talking about Awkwafina to my fiance because I just couldn't get enough of her in this. And she's not the only one that does amazing, but she's just, her humor, like, you know when somebody just hits your funny bone? Like, I don't know why. Like, someone's laugh and immediately makes you laugh. Her delivery, her dry, just sorry, and her facial expressions are so hysterical. She's just deadpan, and that voice is so she's just funny. She is really, really funny to me. And, yeah, anyway, there's a lot in this movie. There's a lot, but I think beautiful sums it up, but I would say also really funny. So I laughed a lot, honestly.
Yeah, there are definitely some very funny bits. And I mean, everything that Awkwafina touches is gold. Loved the episode of SNL that she hosted.
No.
That was a good one.
She hosted SNL.
Yeah, I think it was right after Crazy Rich Asians came out. So it was a couple years ago.
I'm watching it.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. I'm officially an Awkwafina fan after watching this movie. Like, she's sign me up for sure.
Oh, you should watch Crazy Rich Asians. It's also a fantastic movie. It's
so funny. My fiance said the same thing on the way home. She's like, you will love that movie. I said, okay, I'm watching it.
And I need on my list is Nora from Queens, which she's also in.
Mm. Okay.
But I've heard that she is me and I am her and we are all together.
I kind of thought of you a little bit when, I'm not going to lie. I was like, Emmy's totally Awkwafina. you would go along with anything, but yeah, at the same time, you'd be like, you know, just your normal self at the same time. Simu Liu or how do you say his name? I'm so sorry. I've never heard it pronounced. So I could be butchering this really, really bad.
Let me look it up. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But Shang-Chi, he did absolutely wonderful. And it's really hard not to spoil anything. So I'm not going to spoil anything. I will just say, I can't wait to see more of him. I cannot wait to explore more about this character. I think they really did a good job kind of, you know, giving you a good sense of who this guy is. But, like, I feel like he's got so many stories left to tell, and I cannot wait to see that. Yeah. Oh.
This is the pronunciation. Oh, sorry. It's got to load.
Wow, Emmy.
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of this Canadian actor, writer, and stuntman. If you want to know how to pronounce the name of the Marvel character that he's going to be incarnating, make sure to stay tuned. How do you pronounce his name?
Stay tuned?
Simu Liu.
Simu Liu.
Pretty straightforward once you know.
Is that what I said? I thought I said.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, Simu Liu is absolutely wonderful.
I think it might have a little bit of an EU, like Simu Liu.
Liu. Okay. Simu Liu is absolutely amazing in this movie as well. His performance captivated me. He showed his range. I'll just say that. And absolutely wonderful. Cinematography, visually stunning.
Beautiful. When I said that word, I meant it for every single aspect. Like, the costumes were beautiful. The landscapes were beautiful. The sets were beautiful. Mm-hmm. The fighting style, like you said, was beautiful.
Yes.
Everything was just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I would completely agree. And I would also really, really stress that Destin Daniel Cretton, he's the director of Shang-Chi. And well done, sir. I really thought this movie was just, he had an eye for what he wanted, you can tell. And I think he accomplished that. And like every shot, how it was shown had purpose. And I just really appreciated that as well. So I came out of this theater and honestly watching the movie, I'm being honest, I was grinning from ear to ear quite a bit, just sitting there watching it. I was really, really enjoying myself, having a good time. At certain points, the stakes felt very, very high, which is what you want. We've seen almost everything in these Marvel movies now. It's hard to kind of get you know, after you see half the universe completely get snapped away, how do you continue to bring that threat and that level of care back? And when you tell a good, rich story and you tell the whole back, front, and middle of the story, the stakes get high again. And the stakes felt very high in this movie. And there was times where you're just kind of pausing and taking it all in and, you know, motivating, like, you know, kind of, I don't know, it was just, it probably won't hit anyone different, but it hit me. And I don't know, this movie makes you think at times too. And I don't know, it was just, I can't say enough good things. Shang-Chi, another Marvel Studios movie that delivers. It really does. Yeah,
completely agree to all that. The representation and the diversity, it was a breath of fresh air. I loved seeing that on the screen. I feel like, and I'm not completely sure, but I feel like they really did Asian culture, especially Chinese culture, proud in many ways, which I really enjoyed. And I liked that they leaned into using Chinese effectively. And so without giving anything away, the first bit of the movie, there is a lot of subtitles.
Yeah, there is.
The first and yeah, you kind of see that just as soon as you get into it.
Mm-hmm. I kind of,
and so I guess just like a warning.
Yeah, I dug it. I really dug it. And I'm, yeah, and I'm really curious too with, you know, that we have a couple of listeners as well that have, you know, openly expressed, hey, I can't wait to see representation for me on the big screen when Shang-Chi is released. And I really can't wait to hear from you all. You know, I know for a fact we've had a couple of listeners specifically say, I cannot wait. And you know who you are and would love to hear your thoughts, your opinions. You know, I mean, we're just, you know, obviously just the two of us, which we are just two MCU podcasters, but we would love to hear from everyone, especially those that feel like, okay, I can identify as this.
Are represented and, by this movie.
That's a very good point. And I don't know. I'm excited to hear what they think, because that's honestly, that's who I care. Okay, what, you know, how, you know, I don't know. I'm really curious because I thought it was gorgeous. I thought it was beautiful, but I would love to see and hear their opinions as well. And kind of what did they hit on the head? And like, you know, just, you know, I don't know. It'll be really cool. And yeah, there's so many things I can say, but it was all spoilers. So I had to literally just completely clear it from my head. So no spoilers. We're not going to spoil it.
No spoilers.
No.
Also, no spoilers. I haven't watched the season finale of All-Star Season 6 yet, so no spoilers on that. I'm going to watch it as soon as we get done.
Yeah. So also, yeah, that's about it for our show. I know it's short, guys, but we are going to be back on Sunday, and we're going to be...
Spoiler-filled.
It's going to be insanely spoiler-filled.
Everything that I've wanted to say,
yeah,
is going to just rumble out of my mouth. I couldn't think of another word aside from
rumble out of your mouth. Emmy, what are you doing tonight? Oh, I'm just going to have things rumbling out of my mouth.
Out of my mouth.
Let's get ready to rumble is just you talking a long time, right?
Hopefully by Sunday I'm a little bit better speak, better rested. Nope, not gonna say that. Oh my gosh.
You almost spoiled it. Did you almost spoil
it? No, I didn't almost spoil it.
Okay.
I'm after a week of school, I'm so tired, mm-hmm, that to sit in a movie is a big ask.
It is a big ask. And guys, if you just got a taste of us, this is your first time listening, I know we're kind of being very vague right now. We want to save our spoiler in-depth review for Sunday. Check out some of our other stuff. We review What If, we review all the Loki, WandaVision, Falcon, all the Marvel movies, Cinematic Universe we've reviewed, gets you a little taste. And I hope you subscribe and come back and listen to us Sunday. I think it will be a lot of fun.
We're also 33% less of assholes right now because our third person has not watched the movie yet. And so if you are missing the voice of an asshole and not the voice of an angel, be sure to check out some other episodes.
Yes. So we make up an asshole, an angel, and a guy who can hit record. And that's about it. So
am I the angel?
Oh, no.
I just called somebody else an asshole. I think I'm a bitch.
That's probably true, too. Guys, come back. Join us Sunday night. But honestly, short version, Emmy and I loved it. I think Emmy and I were, I can say that. Is that safe to say? We love this movie? Is that okay? I don't know. Is that too far?
I think I need to see it again. And okay. Also, I don't want to give anything away. Maybe I hated it. Maybe...
Yeah, usually she calls me beautiful and she's like, I hate you though. And I'm like, wow, this is mixed messaging. I don't know what you're saying. You're beautiful, yeah. Brandon. I hate you. No, honestly, I can't wait to see it again.
If you too. Love something, let it go.
That's a very good point. She lets me go all the time. So I will say this right now. I'm seeing it again tomorrow night. When are you seeing it? Are you really? You have to see it again for your.
I have to see it again.
For your notes. Because you're going to take the notes to the theater. I'm going to take my notepad to the theater. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting.
I'm contemplating going to the drive-in to see it because it's playing at the Parkway drive-in, Parkside drive-in.
So you would you would take your laptop probably then, right?
Oh my gosh. There
it
is.
You could do it. You'd be in your car. You got this.
Genius.
There, yeah, I thought that's what you planned on doing. So I love it.
I'm a genius.
Wait a second. I'm pretty sure I helped you out there. So awesome. Well, we will. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it because honestly, I write on paper and I'm just literally scribbling, and then I try to piece together what the hell was I talking about. And there's a lot of heavy dialogue in this as well. So it's like, there's going to be times I'm going to miss a lot. I know that, because I know how much I pause, rewind when we're at home doing reviews. So, but it'll still be a lot of fun. Our first experience kind of seeing a movie only in theaters and kind of reviewing it. So should be a good time. And we'll have our asshole friend with us. So, Emmy, any final words before we head on out of here?
Oh, no. Buttercream.